The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Wednesday, May 3, 2023. Faith in Cuba's victory is only possible thanks to the solidarity of the world and the resistance of the people, said Tuesday the first secretary of the Central Committee of the Communist Party and president of the Republic, Miguel Díaz-Canel, at the International Meeting of Solidarity with Cuba and Anti-Imperialism 200 years after the Monroe Doctrine, which took place in Havana. The head of state ratified the historic commitment to the causes defended by the Caribbean nation and not to fail the legacy of those who built the Cuban homeland at whatever cost necessary. Díaz-Canel said that justice for all can only be achieved with socialism, a project pursued by the political leadership of the country in order to give workers a greater role in the construction of a better future. In relation to the theme of the event, he insisted on the erroneous statements of the Monroe Doctrine 2 centuries after its creation, which emphasizes domination instead of cooperation and joint progress in pursuit of development. He recalled that the United States intends to renew this policy through unilateral action, sanctions, and blackmail to restore its hegemonic positions in the continent. The Cuban Ministry of Public Health reported this Wednesday that 12 new cases of COVID-19 were detected and the total number of patients with this ailment is 91. According to the closing report of May 2 at midnight, 30 medical discharges were granted and the number recovered amounted to 1,104,671. Since the start of the pandemic in March 2020, 1,113,351 citizens have been infected with the coronavirus. The report specifies that there are no deaths as a result of the disease, and the total number of deaths remains at 8,530. 90.7% of the Cuban population have the full vaccination schedule, while 8,773,699 people have booster doses. The marketing director of the Spanish hotel chain Iberostar Hotels and Resort, Alexis Torres, confirmed the renewed presence of his company. During his speech at the 41st International Tourism Fair of Cuba, FITCUBA 2023, he renewed the pleasure of his executives to work in this nation and in particular in Havana, the capital, venue of the fair from May 1 to 5, San Carlos de la Cabaña Fortress. The executive described the company's current projects and the expansion to places such as Cayo Cruz, a 26-square-kilometer island belonging to the Jardines del Rey archipelago north of the central eastern province of Camagüey. Thus, the company celebrates its 30 years of presence in this country on May 3 and the 25th anniversary of its most emblematic establishment, the Parque Central itself. The company has 18 four- and five-star hotels in this archipelago, located in the main tourist destinations. Iberostar Cuba Hotels and Resorts offers 3 facilities in Havana and 14 on the shores of beaches in places like Varadero, Cruz Ensenachos, Guillermo, and the eastern city of Holguín, as well as in Trinidad, the country's best-preserved colonial city. Tobacco producers of the famous Havana cigars announced the reinvestment of their income in the purchase of tractors in order to boost the campaign of that important economic sector in Cuba. The news was published by Granma newspaper, in which reference is made to the acquisition in the western Cuban province of Pinal del Río of 270 tractors this year. The report points out that thanks to a financing scheme through which they receive part of the payment for their harvest in foreign currency, the farmers are able to acquire this type of machines. The president of Tabacuba, Marino Murillo, highlighted the willingness of Pinar del Río's farmers to carry out the campaign despite the enormous damage caused by Hurricane Ian on September 27, a few days before the beginning of the planting season. Cuban Prime Minister Manuel Marrero Cruz attended on Tuesday the event Management of Culture, Heritage and Tourism, Identity and Commitment. The event is in session in Havana with the purpose of exchanging on the sustainable promotion of this type of tourism. The event, which takes place in the context of the 41st International Tourism Fair, FIT Cuba 2023, was also attended by Lazar Alandu Asomo, director of the UNESCO World Heritage Center, and Juan Carlos Garcia Granda and Alpidio Alonso Grau, Cuban ministers of tourism and culture, respectively. Kenelma Carvajal Perez, Cuban vice minister of culture, expressed that heritage tourism contributes to the advancement of local economies and, in particular, of communities. She explained that in Cuba, all the actors are involved in the planning and management of sustainable tourism in heritage and cultural destinations, promoting the active participation of the local community and respecting cultural diversity in all its expressions. And in the international agenda, we have that the Brazilian federal police searched the residence in Brasilia of former President Jair Bolsonaro in an operation linked to the alleged falsification of anti-COVID-19 vaccination certificates. According to the State Agenda Brazil, the ex-governor is one of the objectives of Operation Venire, which investigates the manipulation of inoculation cards. The action was authorized by Minister Alexandre de Moraes within the investigation of the digital militias that is already being processed in the Federal Supreme Court. TV Globo found that the fraud in the vaccination cards of Bolsonaro and his daughter, Laura, occurred on December 21, just before traveling to the United States. The house was the subject of one of the search and capture orders executed by the federal police, and the agents also collected the mobile phone of the former army captain. Meanwhile, trade, security, and environment are some of the issues that Ecuador and Brazil will discuss during the visit of the Foreign Minister of Brazil, Mauro Vieira, to the capital of Ecuador. Vieira will meet with President Guillermo Lasso, with whom he will discuss issues related to the security and integration of the countries of the Amazon Basin. The Minister of Foreign Affairs and Human Mobility of Ecuador, Gustavo Manrique, will also receive Vieira and will follow up on the progress of bilateral agenda issues, especially trade, security cooperation, and the environment, an official note stated. Despite the ideological differences between Brazil and Ecuador, President Lasso promotes bilateral relations with the government of Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, who pushes regional integration through mechanisms such as the Union of South American Nations. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.